land of ours is under attack. The time has come, we're gonna take it back. Just wait and see, don't tread on me. I won't sit back, stand idly by, watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me, don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Time has come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land, from sea to sea. Don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends. Gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my freedom, God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Everybody, welcome on in to Hump Day Wednesday, September 4th, 2024 edition. Your Defending Fathers with Chuck and Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. We're going to have Dr. Jeff on in the next segment. So text me your questions if you have any for Dr. Jeff up at the Sioux Animal Hospital in Sioux St. Marie. Greatly appreciate him coming on the show every Wednesday, joining us from 9:15 to 9:30 to talk about your pets, taking care of your animals. Horses, cows, pigs, whatever. Dr. Jeff loves them all, so give him a call. The phone number, I want to give it out right now, 906 area code up in Sault Ste. Marie, 635-5910. Store that in your phone. Give him a call anytime you have a question. Schedule an appointment. You need to take your animals to him. Very affordable animal care. Especially if it comes to surgeries. They're not just a normal vet office. The surgery capabilities that he has there at the animal hospital is absolutely top flight. Bar none, I would say probably not only the best in the state of Michigan, perhaps in this country. Amazing capabilities there at the Sioux Animal Hospital. Also want to mention today, as we get closer and closer and closer, 62 days now to the election, 9 weeks from yesterday, going to be a lot of information, lots of ads running on TV, mailers in your mailbox. You need to get information out to your folks, people that you have influence with. This needs to be top of mind, folks. You need to be talking about the election. You need to be engaged with people. Now, if you can't listen to the show live, 9 to noon, Monday through Friday, the website fully restored, back up and running just fine for the show, yourdefendingfathers.com. We want to focus on that website, sharing that website. Not only does it carry the show live 9 to noon, Monday through Friday, it has a stream player that repeats every 3 hours. Today's show will repeat all day long. So if you miss this first hour from 9 to 10, it repeats at noon, 3 p.m., 6 p.m., 9 p.m., midnight, 3 a.m., and then 6 a.m. tomorrow morning. And then we're back here live at 9 o'clock. But most importantly are the podcasts. Listen on demand anytime you want. Podcasts. Just go to the website, yourdefendingfathers.com, click on podcast, and every half hour of the show is stored there via an MP3 audio file. So share that information with everybody you know. Get them listening to the show. Get them educated, informed, engaged, and be prepared to talk about the election on November 5th. You may have heard at the top of the news hour a poll done over the last week or two. 7% of the voters in Michigan supposedly still undecided who they're going to vote for president. You have got to be kidding me. The stark differences between Trump and Harris is like night and day. Absolutely night and day. If you look at policies, if you look at what President Trump did 4 years as president versus 4 years under Biden-Harris, no doubt, no question, absolute no-brainer. Again, Dr. Jeff in the house. Text me your questions, 231-360-5140. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Rainey for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week and serving breakfast Saturdays and Sundays. You can order online anytime for takeout, curbside, and delivery at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at fuelcasttv.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TRUCKERRANDY, or call 800-654-9659.
Hey Patriots, Veteran John here in Sheboygan. Taste the purest artesian water on God's green earth. MAGA water. PFAS-free, mineral-rich, naturally alkaline, 8.3 pH, veteran-owned. Go to MAGAwater.com or call 231-818-9700. That's MAGAwater.com or call 231-818-9700. Call us today to taste the pure difference.
The Sioux Animal Hospital in Sioux St. Marie has been in the same location for 35 years. The owner, Dr. Jeff, specializes in providing all aspects of care for your animals. From annual shots to complicated bone and soft tissue surgeries, Dr. Jeff can take care of any animal. So call him today at 906-635-5910. From dogs and cats to cows and horses, Dr. Jeff loves them all. So give him a call at 906-635-5910.
Are you tired of governments invading your online privacy? Introducing Legendary VPN Services. With our VPN, you can browse the internet with confidence, knowing your personal information is shielded from prying eyes. Say goodbye to hackers and corporate thieves. Our cutting-edge encryption ensures your browsing history remains confidential even on public Wi-Fi. Protect your privacy today with our reliable and lightning-fast Legendary VPN service. Visit legendarysystems.net or call 231-818-8349. Your privacy is our priority.
Folks out there that own firearms are looking to buy a new or used gun or fix up that old piece at a good price, there's Curtis Gunsmithing. Not too far off the beaten path at 9996 Picker Lake Road in Petoskey, Mr. Tom Curtis is an AGI-certified gunsmith and firearm connoisseur. Don't send your gun out or travel far away for your specialized gun work. You have a friend in your own backyard. Call Curtis Gunsmithing today, 231-347-3487.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. Second segment of our number one on this hump day Wednesday. Joining us as usual in this time slot, Dr. Jeff from the Sioux Animal Hospital. Good morning, sir.
Good morning.
Hey, I got a testimonial from a very happy, satisfied client, patient customer, says, good morning, Randy. This is Tracy Wheeler. Rod and I would like to put out a huge thank you to Dr. Jeff and his amazing staff. We took our St. Bernard up to him on Friday afternoon. The staff was so kind and patient with all of our questions. We thought Willow, she was having hip issues, but x-rays showed the hips were in great shape. Dr. Jeff is treating her for a swollen, injured disc in her neck. It was so worth the four-hour drive. Willow is responding very well to the medication and is getting around much better. We have a follow-up next week. I'm going to be on the road when you're talking with Dr. Jeff, and I don't have the ability to text and drive, so please pass this on to him. We are so very thankful he took so much time with her to figure out her issue. Thank you again, Dr. Jeff.
Oh, yeah, thanks. It's nice to hear stuff like that. I'm glad she's responding.
Right. Well, here's the thing, and I want to get this point across to people. Rod and Tracy Wheeler live way down in Lake County. Yep. Okay. I mean, we're not talking like this isn't somebody right near the Mackinac Bridge, you know, that has an hour drive to Sault Ste. Marie. And listening to you on the show, getting to know you, feeling comfortable. And then how do you go from they think it's a hip issue? Because I've watched Snoop a lot, and when he jumps on and off the deck and he's going to go chase deer in the golf course, and you know, I see all the things he does, and then the next morning he's limping a little, and I think, I think it's his right front leg. He's kind of favoring that right front leg. How do you go from hips to an injured disc in the neck?
Well, it's you just kind of sometimes step back and just look at the whole animal. A lot of times that, you know, and of course we do check the hips because, you know, a lot of times clients have if you listen, that's why I tell young vets, listen to the client. They usually, if you can listen to them, they usually can tell you what's wrong, and then you kind of know where to focus. But, you know, sometimes, and certainly when she was here, when Willow was here, it certainly did look like hips, and that's kind of what we started with because it's okay, yeah, it certainly looked like it. And so we did the x-rays, and the hips were great. Hips were great. Backs were great. You know, I'm like, all right, that's not the problem. So now you need to step back and start looking where else can be the problem. And then when I started seeing her walk, and I'm like, all right, and I know it's not a hip problem. So now I say, what other kind of things can make a dog walk like that but not be a hip? And as we just start doing your exam, and I started feeling her back, and then I got up to the neck, and she was just like really did not want me messing with her neck at all. And then started talking to the client. I'm like, well, did something happen? You know, did this? And they're like, yeah, it came out all of a sudden. They were out roughhousing with their dog. And I go, okay, I'll bet somebody went ahead and got her neck jacked around. And so that's what we're doing with some probably has I wouldn't say a ruptured disc, but probably a swollen or irritated disc. So,
gotcha. Yep. Now, did you perform a chiropractic adjustment of the neck?
Not really, because one of the times that you don't want to do a chiropractic adjustment is during a bout of active inflammation, because right now it was really active, really painful and everything like that. So we got her on some muscle relaxants, got her on a little cortisone, take the swelling down, and then we'll go ahead and check her, you know, like I said, in about a week or so, make sure that we're responding. And at that point, now I can start manipulating the back there, the spine.
Sure.
Make sure everything's moving. So,
yeah, she does mention in here, I skipped over that sentence. I didn't see it. She says, we do have a follow-up next week. So basically, when you're a pinched nerve or a disc is out of place, they're rough housing, they're wrestling around, the grandkids or whoever it was, famous St. Bernards, the young ones like to try to ride them like a horse.
Yeah.
Okay, I've seen that even with large German shepherds. Yeah. So basically, this is a situation, Jeff, that it was so inflamed and actually probably, you know, sore, painful, and irritated no way you could adjust it. So you let the swelling come down. They come back this next week. You start feeling around in there. How do you go about doing a chiropractic adjustment? Let's use Willow as an example, a large St. Bernard, Mr. Snoop, you know, he's 70, 75 pounds. How do you adjust a dog?
It pretty much is the same way as they adjust a person, except you don't have to use quite as much force because you have a smaller, you know, smaller animal. But yeah, it's the same thing. You palpate that vertebrae, and it's what they call a high velocity, low amplitude thrust. And what you're trying to do is you're trying to what happens. See if I can explain this real quick. There's really no such thing as a pinched nerve, okay? The amount of force that it takes to actually pinch a nerve down is incredible. What happens is there is not only just the nerve that comes out of the spinal cord, there's also lymphatics, there's also a recurrent vertebral nerve, and there's also blood flow that comes out of there. So what happens in a chiropractic situation is those vertebrae are not moving like they're supposed to, and it's starting to cramp off the blood flow. And the things that nerves need to be happy, they need to be have stimulation, and they need to have oxygen and glucose, so or blood flow. And what's happening is I'm trying to reestablish the movement, reestablish so that that kind of opens up and the blood flow returns. And what you're doing is you're taking and you're using the Golgi tendon apparatus, which is a apparatus in the muscle that keeps us from ripping our muscles, okay? Because once your muscles get tight enough, you know, you actually have a negative feedback that comes back to you, to your body, that says stop doing that or stop contracting because you're going to tear us in half.
Sure.
And I'm taking advantage of that, and I'm pushing it real fast, fast and very slight movement, and that's enough to trick that Golgi apparatus to go, oh, too tight, relax. And you get that negative feedback loop, and that's what causes the muscles to relax. So
gotcha.
There's your 30-second chiropractic college.
right. Well, so, and then, like, with me, when I go get adjusted and I'm really out in this quick movement, like you say, you know, very quick and a low thrust, here's the thing. You always hear something crack or something release or the sublimation relaxes or gives way. What actually causes that noise that we hear in our necks or lower backs when we get a chiropractic adjustment?
It's just like cracking your fingers because there's little joints in there, you know, and there's little synovial joints between the vertebrae that and that's what's happening is you're hearing it's like if you crack your fingers.
Release. So,
yeah, that release. It's like, you know, people that can pop and crack their knuckles and things like that is the same thing. It's just happening in the joints in your neck instead of in your
The actual vertebrae itself.
Yep. There's little joints because there has to be joints between the vertebrae so they can move, you know, you think about it. So, yeah, that's what you're basically doing is cracking your vertebral knuckles, so to speak.
Now, how often do you find it necessary to do chiropractic adjustments on large breed dogs? Let's stick with this subject for right now.
Oh, I probably do, you know, half a dozen or so a month. You know, when they come in, Cowboy usually gets, you know, because he's all janked up from his elbow problems. He's got elbow problems. He's got back problems. He's got hip problems. He's got all kinds of problems. And, you know, I keep him adjusted. And we got a couple older cats at home that I do every once in a while, too. But usually if I have a problem that I'm working with, and sometimes if there's been a if the animal, and this goes for people, too, if the animal has been out for a long time, where they've been malaligned or misadjusted, you can't fix that all in one go, okay? Because what can happen, these little Z joints, they call them, you start getting scar tissue across it, and then so as you're starting to work on it, you're actually breaking that scar tissue down. That's why I've talked to people like, you know, I went to the chiropractor once and cracked me, and I was worse off, never went back. I'm like, well, yeah, that's kind of what happened was the chiropractor started the correction, but you didn't follow up with it. So that's why you got to go two or three times to really judge, especially if you've been out for a long time. I try to go with my back once a month-ish or so. And it's also helpful not only for obviously musculoskeletal, you know, arthritis, back pain, stuff like that. Remember, every organ in your body has nerves hooked up to it.
Yep.
It actually even helps my gallbladder because I have gallbladder issues. And, yeah, they can go through and they can kind of crack right that area where it comes out. And I can tell, you know, it gets better. And then, you know, of course, you know, I think I'm a cowboy, so I usually wind up, you know, screwing my back up again. And, you know, readjust. You know, I'm a frequent flyer down there. But, yeah, it keeps you moving. So.
And blood flow. That's the most important
blood
flow.
Part. That's what it's doing. It's getting everything. So we do everything. I've done, you know, we do, obviously, you know, I do dogs. I do cats. I did a snake once, which was interesting. Somebody brought me in a snake that had a little, was out. Actually, you could even see if you looked at the vertebrae, it went, it had a little kink in this back.
Whoa. And
that was like little small, it's just kind of hold it, you know, kind of go, and
popped it back in place.
Popped back in. Now you go from there, and this is the fun thing about being a veterinarian is, so if there's any young kids out there listening, although they're probably supposed to be in school right now, but,
right.
So I went from that biggest animal I did, 2,200 pound, 20 hand tall, Percheron stallion. I had to stand up on the bed of my pickup truck, stand up on the side of the pickup truck so I could get up high enough on this thing so wow. I could actually crack his back. So,
man, 2,200 pounder.
Yeah, he was, unfortunately, he was a nice horse too, but he was big. Even to the point, there are friends of mine that went through this college too that work in Wisconsin and doing a lot more dairy cattle and stuff. They have some dairy farms they go to and do this because keeping the cows, same thing, comfortable cows are happy cows, and happy cows are more productive. They make more milk. They, you know, don't get as sick as much, you know, things like that. And, yeah, mm-hmm. He has some dairy herds that he goes through and cracks backs and works on the cattle, and their, you know, conception rates have gone up. The cows are given more milk. They're given better milk. So, yeah. Mm.
Interesting. It's all connected. It has to do with nerves and energy and blood flow. I love it. I love it. Got another text message right here. Wanted to know if they're able to schedule a dental cleaning for their dog. If so, how backed up are you? How soon could they get in?
I think we're around 3-4 weeks out right now. But hopefully I'm in talks with a couple experienced people that I can hope to persuade to don't want to drop too much, but I hope to persuade to come join our team here, and that will drastically help our you know, situation here. So
hope. Oh, good.
So here's hoping.
Very good. So, Got it. You're always recruiting new talent. I appreciate that. Let's see. One other. Oh, here it is real quick. How long do we continue flea and tick based on the upcoming temperatures that we're heading into?
All right. Tick season's kind of tapered off. Now it's flea season. And I would continue it until we've had a good killing frost, which it could be next week, could be December. Who knows? You know, it's Michigan.
Right.
But, yeah, once we've had a good hard kill frost, yeah, you should be all right then.
Very good. Husband Rod Wheeler texting in. This is what I love about Dr. Jeff. He thinks outside of the box. So, all right, brother. Thanks a lot, man. Appreciate you answering the questions. Again, the phone number 906-635-5910. Store it in your phone. Thanks, Jeff. We'll talk to you next week.
All right. Thanks.